If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What time is it?
Bum-ba-da-bum.
You're locked into the flagship, an Ole Miss podcast powered by College Corner.
Here we go.
1, 2, 3. Get your daily Rebel sports fix at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com.
Welcome in to this Friday edition of the flagship. I'm your host, Zach Berry. Show brought to you each and every day by our good friends at College Corner. Three locations now: Oxford, Ridgeland, Flowood. If you can't get to any of those three, you can check them out, collegecornerstore.com. They take care of us. Scott and the folks will take care of you. They've got everything you need Ole Miss merch-wise. They've got Real Tree gear. And football's right around the corner. It's already August, so you know that you'll be ready for the Grove here pretty soon. They've got tailgating supplies there too. College Corner, again, the new one in Oxford, brand new, 4,000 plus square feet. It's fantastic. Go check it out. It's on Sisk Avenue. Scott and the folks over there will get you set up for the Grove and get you ready for probably the biggest season in Ole Miss football history. So with that, no better time to bring on a former Ole Miss great. And that is Shay Hodge. He is here. Big news on Wednesday, kind of overshadowed fall camp getting underway, Shay, but Ole Miss signee Deion Smith, he has arrived at Ole Miss. I talked to him Wednesday night. He got there later in the evening. So he told me today that he's hoping to get out there and practice maybe Friday, but if not, it'll be a couple days. But he is there, so we don't have to answer that question anymore. We'd get those on the board pretty much every day. So, yeah, man, appreciate you joining the show, man. How you doing?
Oh, man, no problem. Man, I'm doing well. Actually, a little on the weather, so forgive me if I call for anything.
So, yeah, I mean, the journey was a tumultuous one. He's been through a lot. Signed, you know, committed to Mississippi State, then signed with LSU, played there for a year, went to Holmes, pretty much ripped through junior college football, you know, number 2 overall junior college player in On3's rankings, signs with Ole Miss. Just Deion as a person going through all the adversity and having to jump through all the hoops and, you know, classroom, you know, staying on top of his game. You know, what was his mindset throughout this whole process?
I would say it was a roller coaster, man. You know, being a young kid growing up in Jackson, You know, the stigma is there for being, you know, a violent place. A lot of bad things he could have been doing other than playing football, but that's his passion and that's what he wanted to do. So, but the one thing that football does, it brings, it shows you how to handle adversity. You know, he done it in football, so I think that's what he done in life. Having to go through, having to change schools. His senior year, you know, he had COVID in Provine, so they didn't play. So he went to Jackson Academy. Going to LSU early, having a pretty good start, but, you know, getting hurt, then not being able to manage his time. You know, all of us been to college, most of us have been to college or whatever. That we truly understand it, and I think it all hit him out of fame, hit him too fast. And I'm just glad that he has a second chance, you know, to try to get it right. You know, the kid is exceptionally talented. Great young man. You know, he just gotta grow and keep maturing, and just wishing the best for him, man.
You mentioned the talent. Again, I mentioned earlier, ran through pretty much everybody when he was at Holmes. He had 48 receptions, over 1,000 yards, 12 touchdowns. In high school, 43 for 1,059 and 19 touchdowns at JA.
That was his junior year in Provine.
That was junior year. Okay. Yeah. Average over 30 yards per punt return, almost 40 per kick return. 5A All-State, first team. I mean, there's no question. The talent's never been the question. He showed that at LSU. He had some flashes there. He had two touchdown catches against Central Michigan. And at the time was a loaded LSU wide receiver room. But leaving LSU, making the decision to go to Holmes, when you were working with him, you know, what was kind of the main things you were attacking to try to prepare him to get back to the SEC and get to Ole Miss?
Well, let me start with him going to Holmes, you know, what he did at Holmes. You know, I was very proud of him because I've had this happen before. It's like living a life over again. I had a couple of kids go JUCO, like that one in black. He was number one overall player in JUCO, too. Well, Dion's number one on Rivals. I think he's number two on three, but, you know, whichever one you get the highest one is the one you always mimic. Just seeing it over, man, just being able to humble yourself to go down a level that he, you know, some of them think they don't deserve, they not deserve, they don't think they belong there. So I was proud of him right there for, like, not looking down upon people and mess up his opportunity to try to make it back. One of the main things I try to do is try to keep his head straight, you know, just talking about life, and I think his kids really did it for him, you know, being able to he wasn't working or anything, he was just keeping his kids, you know, just always at home with his kid. He wasn't a kid to run the street. He just played his video game, had his kid, and man, that was just like his little life for a while, because in between that time of home, there was a time he went to East and had a disagreement with Buddy Stevens, you know. He's had a lot of, man, you just knew the true story. I don't really want to get into depth, but, you know, the thing that happened at LSU with him getting basically blackballed out of being there, you know, get a new coach, you look at him, he got two kids, he was in a drug program, he flunked, you know, so you look at him as a bad kid, but when you really know Dion, you know, like, he's a good kid. I mean, he's just like, it's just like Shea Hodge. I mean, you don't know him if you didn't meet the people in Morton. If he doesn't meet the people in Morton, it helped him, you know, get to Ole Miss, you know, to possibly change the way he acted or did things a little different or thought a little bit more before he made a decision, you know. That's what Dion needs, and I think Lane Kiffin and Kevin Bolden and Coach McDonald will give that to him at Ole Miss. But there's one part of that question I'm not answering that I forgot. Tell me, I'm forgetting.
like what you thought that he needed to work on the most to get ready for this level again?
Yeah, just staying in shape, man. We didn't do a great, great job of it, but I think he did enough of it. You know, a lot of it, he ran into some bad situations, you know, at home, you know, dealing with his kids. You know, he didn't have a ride. You know, I stayed 30 minutes from him. He was living with me at one point to make everything go by. You know, at the end, he had to move back. You know, it's just a whole bunch of stuff, man, a whole bunch of stuff he went through, man. Like, I texted him today, man. I told him, man, I'm proud of you, you know. Because one of the main things I wanted him to know, being a former athlete that made it to the NFL, you know, it was real good. And everybody likes you when you're real good, you know. And I always told him, like, man, everybody that's riding with you really not with you. You know, everybody want to be with the winner, the guy that looks like he's going to make it. You know, everybody like it when you chase him, but everybody don't like it when you got it, when you really him. You know, and I felt like he was getting a lot of fake love, and now that he's went through that roller coaster of what's happened in his life, that he sees who are the real people in his life. So when he does make it to the big leagues, he will know who to bless and who really loved him as a person, not just like, oh, Dion's going to make it to the league. Because there was a time when nobody thought Dion would ever play again.
You mentioned Lane Kiffin and Kelvin Bolden and George McDonald. I don't know if you've talked to Kiffin. He's kind of hard to pin down. I've personally never spoken with him. You know, he kind of was it Lil Wayne says, G's move in silence like lasagna. I mean, it's kind of like if he wants to talk to you, he'll talk to you, but you know, he's pretty reserved. But in like your conversations or, you know, with Kiffin or Bolden or McDonald or anyone else on staff, I mean, Ole Miss has been chasing Dion for almost 3 years now. So that was kind of what I kept telling people when they were asking, you know, is it worth it? You know, is this ever going to happen? And I was just like, look, you got to trust the staff. They know better than anybody. If Lane Kiffin wants him, then there's a reason. If he didn't tell you, what do you think that main reason is that Ole Miss wanted Deion Smith on the roster?
Man, I think this is the best way to put it to make it easy to see. Deion different, man. You know, being a former receiver, being a first team RC receiver, man, he way better than I ever was. Think of Justin Jefferson 2.0. Like, that is like the best way to think of what Deion is. And this will make it even better for you, for any fan that's like looking at it or anything. Look at that wide receiver room at LSU. Where are those dudes at right now? Two of them first round draft picks. He started in front of both of them. Just remember that. He started in front of both of them. He was better than both of them as freshmen. Ain't nothing changed. They just all supposed to be in the league. Like I told Dion, dude, you next. He a one-and-done type kid. Lane Kiffin, when I talk to Lane Kiffin, you're right. G's moving sideline. I like that man persona. Like, he's smooth, man. He's smooth. We talked before, you know, back in the past. He's tried to hire me before, but I ran into the IWP rule. So we have a pretty good relationship. We haven't talked much since then, but before he signed with before he signed with Ole Miss, Lane put a big pitch in for Deion, and we went up there, had a secret meeting with him, whatever. He showed him all the film of all the receivers he ever had, and how he used them, and how he wanted to use Deion, and where they got drafted at and stuff. And man, Deion really wanted to go to Ole Miss out of high school. People don't know that. He had a lifelong dream about LSU, but like at the end, he was like, man, he wanted to play for Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss. So it's crazy that it came around. You know, he went on to LSU. I thought that was it. You know, I never thought he'd go JUCO. I never thought any of this stuff would happen. You know, so when it happened, I was like, well, dang, he finally do get to do it. So I haven't talked to Lane. Have I talked to Lane? No, I've talked to Bolden. It's really been Bolden for the most part. I haven't met Coach McDonald yet. I haven't made it up there yet. You know, I'm coaching the Jackson Academy, so I'm really tied down doing training and being a regular coach. So Helen Deion, so with the Helen Deion situation and being like a father figure to him, man, it's been tough, but that's what you're in it for, you know, to see a kid make it. You know, like being Craddock told him, man, that's what this all about, you know, just trying to help somebody, being a bridge to get somebody over the edge, to get them to the promised land of what they're supposed to be in life, man. You know, I'm ready to just see what Deion does, man. Again, I'm telling you, he's special, man. That's why Lane Kiffin been wanting him for 3 years. Like, that's why, man. Like, he's that dude.
You know when you discover a new binge-worthy show or that song you can't help but leave on repeat? You just have to share it with your friends, right? Because who doesn't want to spread awesomeness? Now you know how I feel telling you now about Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile offers premium wireless for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan today. It's such a good deal, I couldn't keep it to myself. My past plans have gone as high as $100. Friends don't let friends overpay for wireless. Time to say so long to those overpriced wireless plans and switch to Mint Mobile. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. And don't worry, Mint Mobile will get all your old stuff off your old phone, including those existing contacts. So don't wait another second. Get your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month at mintmobile.com/TOC. That's mintmobile.com/TOC. $45 upfront payment required. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
You mentioned the loaded room at LSU when he was there. He's now going to be at Ole Miss, where it's another loaded room. They've got a lot of dudes that do a lot of different things well. I think that's what jumps out to me about the room. You know, you've got Trey Harris, big outside receiver. You've got Juice Wells, who can kind of do it all. You've got some slot guys and Jordan Watkins, Caden Lee. You've got Aiden Williams that's kind of like the Juice Wells, where he can play outside, inside. They picked up some more guys in the portal. But for Deion, and maybe Kiffin said it in the meeting, was there any specific thing, or is it just like, hey, we just want to get you the ball, get you in space kind of deal?
Man, it's a little bit of both. But the thing that why Kiffin wants him a lot, man, he's a deep threat. Like, he's truly tall. He's truly like 6'2", 6'3", real long arms, and the dude can run. Like, I don't know how fast he is, honestly. I think he's going to be, when he comes out and everything is over, I think he'll run probably in the high 4.3s. Like, the kid can really run. But not only that, man, he's a really, 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 really good route runner. He can bend well to be so tall. And he really smooth. Like, he cuts hard. And in space, man, he learned this over time. Now, and I'll tell you a quick story. We went to Auburn. And so I always do, like, an evaluation on my kids. Like, I got Tristan Keys coming up, Xavier McDonald in the 2026 class, and Amari Johnson. So I talked to all of them this way. So we watched a film from his sophomore year going to his junior year. And I was like, you know, when we first started getting his offers, and I was like, what's going to set you apart? Like, what's going to make you different from the rest of the receivers? And so we ended up watching, we was at Auburn, and we was watching, the boy that went to Georgia, George Pickens. So he was watching George Pickens was catching, like, short balls and making everybody miss or just running through, just stiff him or whatever he did to score. Like, he made the first guy miss every single time. So I told him, before we ever went to that meeting, I told him, in our little evaluation, I was like, dude, if you want to be different, yeah, you got the long speed, you can run the post, you can run the go, you got great releases. I said, but the thing that's going to set you apart is, can you catch a short pass and make everybody miss and take it to the crib? And so when the coach at Auburn, which was Cody Burns at the time, he looked back, he told him, and I was sitting behind him, and he looked back at me, and he was like, hey, I know what he was thinking, because, you know, being a former player, I know he was thinking, like, man, coach know what he's talking about, you know. So anyway, he put that in his game. That's when you seen that over 1,000 yards his junior year with the 19 touchdown. A lot of those passes wasn't long. He just made everybody miss, man, and he took it to the crib. So that's the other part. So when you say, do you just want to get in his hands and just let him go? Yes. But do you want to play action and throw the go ball, or play action and throw the post, or just drop back and throw the go ball for 80? You know, he that type of kid. You know, he can. I feel like he can beat you in all ways of the game at the receiver position.
Real quick, we'll take a quick little break from our chat with Shea Hodge. I do want to remind you that this show is also brought to you by our friend Drew Moak and USA Benefits Group. If you're looking to cut those health insurance premiums 20 to 30%, give Drew a call, 601-953-8449. He can get you a free quote when you call him, or check out usabg.com/DMOAK. He works with the nation's second largest health insurance brokerage, and he's got access to 35 carriers. So dental, vision, Medicare, regular health plans, life insurance. He can pretty much do it all. That's Drew Moak at USA Benefits Group. Podcast is also brought to you by our good friends at Homefield Apparel. They are back for another football season, and they're kicking it off with a bang with their 2024 Can't Miss Kickoff campaign. It will start August 9th. You do want to set a reminder, August 9th at 10 o'clock Eastern time, football boxes will be available. They have MVP, VIP packages. Each box will contain three never-before-seen items for a school. They're not available anywhere else. So whichever school you're a fan of, whether it's, you know, Ole Miss or just anybody else, you will get three never-before-seen merch items curated. So you have new gear to wear all season long for all weather conditions. You'll get either a new hat or a ringer, a VIP koozie, and then they have a 2024 Platinum Pass that can guarantee you 20% off and early access. So no more missing out. If it's sold out, you get that early access, you're going to get it for all releases during the season. The event starts, like I said, on August 9th. 54 schools, 216 new products. Then they have championship week. Five all-time great teams are being honored. They're adding five new schools. And then they've got new bomber jackets and new coaches jackets. Ole Miss is on the list for a new coaches jacket. That will be August 30th. So that's Homefield Apparel. Check them out, homefieldapparel.com. If you don't have anything from the Ole Miss line that was released last year, you can go on there, check it out, and before you hit that payment button, you can put in promo code LASTDANCE24 and get 15% off your first purchase. That's Homefield Apparel at homefieldapparel.com. All right, Shay, I do want to kind of wrap things up here, but as far as what Deion you know, kind of his mindset going through all this, these last couple weeks leading up to, you know, everybody kind of knew that this was, you know, kind of the week where I don't want to call it like judgment day, but like, it was kind of like, all right, we're going to know one way or the other this week. What was that phone call like when he call you to tell you the news?
No, I was right here. You know, he had to take it in the room at my house, taking his online classes or whatever. So I knew as soon as he got done. But yeah, man, it was tough, you know, coming down to the nitty gritty. he had to make at least like an 80 something on the finals to end up with a B to get in class, because what kept happening is he needed A's in his online classes and he kept getting B's. And so it came down to these last two classes, he either had needed one A or two B's. So he ended up with an 89 and 86. So he almost, you know, one A. But I was gonna feel like a failure, I can't lie. You know, I told Rebel Nation that he's gonna make it, and that I'm gonna make sure, you know, just staying on him about it and getting him to see the importance of, you know, getting ahead of it and everything in it. So it's a big boulder relieved off my shoulders, you know. I just told myself I was gonna make sure he got there. You know, whatever happened when he there, that's what Ole Miss and what then Dion. And like I told him, man, don't bring your butt back to this house. So yeah, man, I feel like a new man. You know, I got it off my shoulders, and I got other kids to worry about and bring them along the way, and just proud of him, man. Just and his mindset, man. Just knowing Dion's the most competitive kid you ever meet. Most of my all of my best players are competitive, like they're extreme competitors, and so that's the way he's gonna. That's his mindset. All this he trying to prove everybody wrong. Like he remember a time when people was like, you know, even big time coaches in college and JUCO or whatever, they was like, leave Dion alone. He's never gonna make it Ole Miss. He's never gonna, you know, he's never gonna play again. He's not gonna be anything. And I just had that belief that he would, you know, from really knowing him, really being his coach, really living with me, you know, staying with me, you know, doing everything with me like he's my child. So it's like, you know, I really see his heart, you know, other than whatever everybody else see or whatever he's done, you know. So, just overall, man, I'm just happy. And I know his mindset is to go out there and prove everybody wrong, man. He's going to – with Kiffin's offense, Dart is the quarterback, that whole offense, man, it's going to be crazy. Just like you said to somebody, probably the best season Ole Miss they're ever going to have. They could go undefeated now. They got a kid there. Not saying the other ones can't, but I know for sure they got one there now that can beat a Alabama or a Georgia DB, you know, in one-on-one coverage. That's what Kiffin want. Not saying that the other boys can't. It's just we struggled at it last year. It is what it is.
Yeah, Kiffin said it on Wednesday in the press conference. He said, you know, look out here now at fall camp. We look like an Alabama. We look like a Georgia. So, Yeah, it's going to be a fun season. The hype is very real, and I think that Ole Miss, I think the players know that, and I think they're taking it. You know, Ole Miss is now the hunted. You're no longer the hunter. You're not going to sneak up on anyone. But I think the players, I get a sense being around that building that they know what's at stake and they're ready to do what it takes. But I'm kind of like you with Dion. You know, I didn't do anything. You did all the work, but I kept telling people like he's fine. He's gonna make it. You know, every time I talked to Dion, I was like, "How's it going?" He's like, "Oh, we're good. We're on track." And everybody I talked to, they said the same thing. So when he told me that he was good, he was in. It felt good to post that on the message board and tell everybody, because yeah, it's been a long time coming.
It isn't showing how hectic it really was, you know, because at some points I was like, man, is we gonna get there? For real.
Well, he's there now. That's Dion Smith. He will be he says he's gonna try to be out there Friday, but if not, he'll definitely be at fall camp, whether it's Saturday or next week. Just another massively talented player in that wide receiver room. George McDonald's going to have fun working with those guys. So, Shay, we appreciate you coming on, man. This has been fun. I'm sure we'll do it again soon at some point with some of the other talented dudes you're working with that are in Mississippi. But that is Shay Hodge, former Ole Miss wide receiver. Go ahead and I know you're busy. You do a lot of work. Go ahead and plug your stuff, man. Tell everybody where they can find you and find kind of who you're working with and what you're doing.
Got you. Twitter, Facebook, Twitter and Instagram, Shay Hodge 3, or TikTok, same thing, Shay Hodge 3. Facebook, Shay Hodge. Hodge Performance is my company. Mesh Academy and also my national team, Coastline Stars, got the number 2 team in the whole nation in 707. So That's how you can find me. I also train receivers, train running backs. Had some of the top running backs and top receivers in the nation, especially in Mississippi. So, yeah, tap in.
All right, buddy. Well, appreciate you. That's going to do it for this episode of the Flagship. We'll have more podcasts coming to you. We got another Ivy League episode, and we'll have more coverage of fall camp at omspirit.com. If you're not a member already, go ahead and sign up. It's only $1. We'd love to have you join the conversation on the board. And look, there's no better time to join than now with this 2024 season coming up for Ole Miss. So that'll do it. We appreciate Shay. We appreciate you tuning in. And of course, we appreciate College Corner, USA Benefits Group, Roback, Homefield, everybody. We appreciate y'all. And I will talk to y'all on the next one. So for Shay, I'm Zach. This has been the Flagship. Yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.